Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage City Winery's founder and CEO, Michael Dorf.
Good evening. Thank you so much for coming to our seventh annual fundraiser for the Keswell School. There really is no greater honor for us than to work with the great Steve Earle on this tremendous night. So please welcome to the stage the great Steve Earle.
This is going to be good. This is one we've been trying to put together for a long time. This is the seventh annual John Henry's Friends concert, the last one. Six of which here have been here in Town Hall, which is our home in New York City for a long time now. And the great folks who are there. And of course, the City Winery, we have to thank them because they've been. I played the very first weekend at the City Winery, and they've helped us produce all these shows over the years. And we really appreciate all the help they've given us. I've asked friends to do this every year, and we got the bar is gonna be high from here on out. It's a resume item for us as we continue to raise funds for the Keswell School. We'll talk more about the Keswell School later. It's a school in Chelsea for people with autism. My son John Henry attends it. That's why this is called John Henry's Friends. These folks have been on every single one of these John Henry's Friends. They've known John Henry all of his life. And would you please make welcome the Mastersons.
How's it going, New York? great to be back. And it's really nice to be here after all of the suffering that we've all gone through, and to finally be out playing music again. We're playing a couple songs off of our latest record, which came out March 6th of 2020. We were here in New York.
I got COVID. Our new record.
So this is kind of one of our record release shows, sort of. Not really. anyway, here's another song. It's called Eyes Open Wide, off that record No Time for Love Songs.
So, the Keswell School was founded in 2002. It used to be called the McCartan School. That changed several years back for some of you that might have heard about McCartan. One of the, you know, pioneers in an environment specifically for people with autism, because in a lot of situations, people with autism are just grouped together with other people with, you know, that definitely are special ed, you know, students, but autism's different. It's kind of its own deal. And there's a lot more of it going on. We've been talking about an epidemic a lot, and this one has been forgotten about. And it's all over the world. It's been growing in leaps and bounds, and it's, you know, we gotta figure it out. It's, we don't know, it's not vaccinations, that I can tell you. And I believe that because I function in a community of, you know, roughly 50 families, you know, of people with autism. And there are kids that at Keswell School and other groups of people with autism that I'm acquainted with that were vaccinated, including John Henry, and there are lots of kids that weren't. And because there's a lot of people that don't think vaccinations are healthy. I hope we're learning that vaccinations are a good thing at this point. The main thing about autism that you need to know, I think, starting out, if you don't know it, the chances are that it's almost impossible now that you don't know somebody that knows somebody that has autism. That's almost mathematically impossible at this point. First thing you need to learn, if you don't know anybody with autism, is you know one person with autism, and you know one person with autism. John Henry's nonverbal. That means he doesn't speak. He hasn't spoken since he was 2 years old. There are other people with autism that don't speak. There's really only one, you know, one. If they talk about a spectrum, it's all autism. Don't say Asperger's much anymore. And it's folks with that speak that have autism, or people that speak and happen to have autism. And this person that you're about to meet has done a lot of these shows with us. Whenever we always ask him first. He's not always available because he's in demand to play all over the world. And this is a person with autism that definitely will prove to you that this isn't probably what you expect it to be. And don't put your expectations on people you meet just because you heard that they have autism. Would you please make welcome Matt Savage.
Thank you, New York City. Good to be back here. My name is Matt Savage. I've been playing jazz piano since I was a kid, and I've also taught John Henry music right here at the Keswell School in Manhattan. So that's a tune that I wrote for the birth of the daughter of the saxophonist in my quartet. Her name is Vera Zaleski, and this tune is called The Next Dancer. And this next one is for all the 90s kids in the audience, although I'm a few years too young to be a 90s kid. Thank you. That's a jazz waltz version of an Alanis Morissette tune, Head Over Feet. I'm going to conclude with one of mine called, it's a Boston to New York tune called Southie to Soho. Because I live in Boston and go here a lot, so. Southie to Soho. Thank you, New York.
Matt Savage. This is the part where I vamp while the piano gets moved out of the way. That's why I don't play piano. I started out, we had one in the home, but you can't hitchhike with them. So my piano playing career was very, very short. This thing that we've gone through, I think has changed things for a lot of people. We didn't get to do this in front of a live audience last year, and everybody that's ever played this benefit stood up and showed up for us. You saw the virtual version of this. And but you guys, we're so glad to see you out here. This has done as well as we have. We obviously had a really great lineup this time. And just like every other not-for-profit in the world, we were struggling, you know, raising funds in the middle of all this. And expenses went up. A lot of reasons for it. You know, protocols cost money. Zoom costs money. It ain't free. And we just got through this period. And for the first time since we started these concerts, the school actually was in the red again. And so this is the most money we've ever raised. We haven't counted it all up. As Bruce said yes, I started to figure out who else I was going to ask, and the first person that came to mind was that this was going to be kind of a New York thing when it got down to it. Yeah. This gentleman, he comes from Buffalo originally, but trust me, he's my neighbor pretty much across the street. Would you please make welcome the mayor of Greenwich Village, Willie Nye?
Everybody, thank you, Steve. It's an honor to be here tonight for the Keswell School. It's a song that I wrote about the lockdown, about New York City when it was quiet. Way quiet. If you'd have told me 2 years ago that this would become a ghost town, I would have thought you were on crack. Anyway, I know you're not all on crack tonight, so this is a song called The Day the Earth Stood Still. Are you ready? Street. The song's called Blood on Your Hands. It's also pandemic related.
New York, 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 New York,
City. I need to hear that chorus one more time. I need you to help me sing it. Let me hear you sing. New York! New York is rocking. New York, let me hear you sing. New York is rocking. New York, say what?
You're getting ready to hear. Rose and I go back a long way, and she came to New York a long time before I did. We have that in common too. We're hillbillies transplanted here. But these folks have known John Henry. They were actually neighbors of John Henry's for quite a while. And I knew that they were going to do this one of these years, and this started getting all New York and shit. I decided I should ask them to please make welcome Roseanne Cash and John Leventhal.
This is a song by the Reverend Gary Davis. I rewrote the words just a little bit for the trouble we've been through for the last couple of years. Last year was all so bad. done with all this struggle and make our way home. We'll be done with all this struggle and find our way home. We'll be done with all the struggle, just have love each other. Done with all the struggle and find our way home. By Lefty Frizzell for the first time and covered by everyone from my dad to the band to Joan Baez to me. That's a good ghost story. She visits my grave when the night we're going to do one more song. It's a real pleasure and an honor to be here and to support the Keswick School. So thank you for coming out. Right after this song, I'm going to go on Twitter and say that I opened for Bruce Springsteen.
So, reason that we're here tonight is to support the Keswell School, and I've been talking a lot about it, but I want to introduce you to somebody that knows a lot more about Keswell School than I do. Would you please make welcome the director of Keswell School, Dr. Ivy Feldman.
Thank you. I see some familiar faces here. I'm a little grateful that I really can't see very much. I'm not a comfortable public speaker. I'm sure for people who have been here over the last 7 years, how amazing is that? Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. It's really, as Steve said, it's more important than ever now. We really need it, and thank you. First, I want to say thank you to Michael Dorf and the amazing staff at City Winery, who do this every year. It's really amazing. And to the performers tonight, they're pressed for time. I know you want to hear all of them, so I'm going to group them all together. To the amazing performers tonight, who the only thing that outweighs their talent is their hearts. So thank you to everybody. Child deserves to love school. And I think that's especially true for children who on a daily basis have to deal with challenges because of their autism. They have to deal with challenges that for us, we don't even think about these things. We don't think about how do I ask for what I want. We just do it. We don't think about, it's really hot on this bus and I'm overheating, so let me unzip my jacket. We just do it. But for the students that we work with at Keswell, that's a challenge. So every day they're dealing with challenges. Our students range in age from 2 to 21. The challenges differ, but they still have significant challenges and they work very hard. And with the hard work and individualized instruction, there's progress. There's progress not only in academics, which for some students is very easy and easier than asking for what you want, and for others it's challenging, but there's progress in academics, there's progress in life skills, there's progress in play skills, and more importantly, there's progress in communication. That's what's most important, I think, in what we teach. We teach students to communicate not only what they want and what they need, but also what they think and what they feel. And our students do it in different ways. I'm gonna give you a short example. We have a 12-year-old student who came to us last year with no way of communicating. He was nonverbal, he had no communication system, he had no way of communicating. And he learned how to communicate using an iPad. Thankfully now there's amazing technology. He uses an iPad. He was in class last week. He looked at the girl across the room. He pointed to her and he told his teacher on his iPad, like. Now that's what school should be. That was an important part of my middle school years. I'm grateful to all of you for coming out tonight. We're a small school, but we're mighty. The pandemic has messed around with us a little. We've been in school since last September 2020. We've been in school 40 hours a week, every day. We are doing our best to stay in school. It's important for our students. It's important for our families. It's important for our community. Our community that even includes some of our graduates who have come back to work at school. So thank you for supporting our community. To be a school that students with autism can love, and to love them back. We hope to see you back next year. Enjoy the show. Put on your seatbelts. It's exciting.
Thank you so much for coming out tonight. I've been looking forward to this. You've met a lot of people, like I said, Rose and John and Chris and Al that have known John Henry all of his life. And this year, it's like I said, the bar's going to be high from here on out, and we're totally okay with that. Would you please make welcome John Henry's newest friend, Bruce Springsteen.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. this story. I told it to Bruce for the first time. He knew sort of an end of this story, but they know the beginning of it. In 1985, I've been in Nashville for a long time, and it had a record deal, and then it went away. And then I've just been dropped by my record label, and I was invited by a friend of mine to go see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band at Murphy Center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I didn't know what I was going to do next, and I was getting pretty discouraged. And then Bruce walked out that night, and they opened with Born in the USA. And I went home, and I wrote Guitar Town. Tennessee came from.
Hey, pretty big girl, where's the neighborhood? We're rockin' better down Tennessee. I'm just out from Mount San Antonio. There's a train coming, there's a train coming. Can't you hear humming? There's a train coming. Can't you hear blowing? Can't you hear blowing? Wonder where she going? Can't you hear blowing? Come out to the station, come out to the station. Pretty fascination, come out to the station.
Thank you.
Theater here in New York City called Fall Country. That's at the Blank and Airlines in the book. I wrote the songs and sat on stage and sang them. And we traveled to West Virginia to meet the survivors of an explosion that happened in a coal mine there almost 12 years ago now. And by survivors, I mean a few guys that were there and were up top that day. But 29 guys died. And mostly it was members of their families and them telling their stories in their own words. And I had a little more leeway with the songs. We opened on March 3rd. So you know what happened on March 13th when all the other shows were closed. But Coal Country is going back up. We don't know exactly what we're doing yet, but it will be up this March for New York City to watch for. We're going to do one song from it. I just wanted to to hear Eleanor Whitmore sing this song. This is the last song in the show, and it's the story of somebody that lost somebody in that explosion, and her talking about what her life was like from after that. So.
Well, I lived here all my life. I don't know why I'm still surprised that the sunset comes so early to this valley. And if I'm not on my toes, the twilight comes and goes, and I'm all alone with darkness all around. If I could see your face again, let it go until it ends, just like sunshine through the shadow of a mountain. I drop everything and run, like I know where I should have gone. Every time you come home to me in the evening,
I'm sorry. Thank you. river drown. Dirty water don't cover me over. I'm gonna make a sound.
That this new variant was going to end up being the last booster shot when it gets like that. I'm an optimistic motherfucker.
Steve Earle, people, give it up for Steve Earle.
Graham Nash was one of our performers and right after we moved to the city. And we closed with this, and we've closed with it ever since. I asked Graham if we could use it to close it because it kind of makes sense. So you guys be careful, take care of each other, because we're not through this yet, but we are getting there. There's no doubt about it. Will and Nile, Graham Nash, Tom Levitt, Bruce Springsteen, the Master Center. Savage. Here we go. Two.
Thank you.